So I already said this once, but we'll say it again now that I'm recording. Good evening. Welcome to Sunday evening service at Heartland Baptist Fellowship. We'll have just a brief conversation about Proverbs chapter 10. But first, I want to start us out with prayer, and then we'll get going here. Dear Lord, thank you for this evening. Thank you for all those that are here. And those that may be listening to this online. Lord, I just thank you for the privilege of being able to come and speak in front of the church. And Lord, I pray for our pastor, whatever he's got going on tonight. I pray that Brian and his family are doing well and that much is being accomplished for him and for your glory, Lord. So without further ado, I just want to begin our study here in just a second, but just thank you again for this opportunity, and I pray that that you would get all the glory from this and that that your word would go forth. And all this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, a couple of years ago, I did a devotion at our volleyball season that we had, and it's basically based out of Proverbs chapter 10, and we're going to go through that chapter and let God do most of the talking. But it does, for me, whenever I was reading chapter 10 or whenever I have read chapter 10 in Proverbs, it just hit me one day how simple the decision should be to just do the right thing. People that are lost know how to do the right thing sometimes, and those of us that are saved, we know what we ought to be doing right most of the time, but we still have this flesh, so we still have issues with that. But tonight it will mainly be about wickedness and righteousness, and the first mention of wickedness comes from Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, and it says, "And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." So there's the evil with the wickedness. And then the following chapter in Genesis chapter 7, verse 1, is the first mention of righteousness. And it goes like this, "And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation." So Noah and his family were chosen by God to replenish the earth by getting on the ark and doing as he commanded. But shortly after that, when they got out of the ark, sin began to creep back in. And we all have that sin nature, and we do our best to avoid it. These are all things that everybody in this room already knows, but this is the price of learning is repetition, as Brian always says, so we're just going to go through this stuff tonight. So what I would like to do is I would like to read chapter 10, and I will try to do it as quickly as possible, and we'll see how this goes. So Proverbs chapter 10 says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in the summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in the harvest is a son that causeth shame. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot." Verse 8. "The wise in heart will receive commandments, but the prating fool shall fall. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. He that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof erreth. Verse 18. He that hideth hatred with his lying lips, or with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. The tongue of the just is as choice silver, the heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The blessing of the Lord it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Verse 23. It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. The fear of the wicked it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. Verse 26, as vinegar to the teeth, and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. In verse 32, the lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. So just listening to this chapter, you can get a pretty good idea of what is good and what is evil, what is wicked and what is just or what is righteous. Day to day, I always think about work. Occasionally, things happen that can be frustrating, and you have to. Or I have to literally bite my tongue to keep from openly displaying my displeasure with whatever has happened. And for the most part, I think I do a pretty good job with that. But I know that there have been moments where I have barked at an employee to do something quicker than they're able to do it. Because I haven't trained them as well as they needed to be trained or whatever. But I know that the people that I work with know me to be a Christian and know me to be a follower of Jesus Christ, because every one of them I have talked to about him. I have not always done that in the past, but I just felt that it was something that should be done, because they need to see the difference between a follower of Christ and the world. And the world does lots of wicked things. Paint buckets have been brought in with mud and water in them, trying to pass them off as a full bucket of paint that they wanted to get credit for. And I actually fell for that once. And they got, yeah, caught me. It was probably 20 years ago. And my manager brought it to my attention after I'd given up about $250 to this customer. And then I found out what was in it, and now I always look in the bucket. But I was not happy that day. And I definitely never saw that customer in my store again after that. But anyway, when, let's see. So as we're walking in our life for people to look at us, sometimes we fail. I fail. But I always come back to these verses that I have written here. In Romans 6, verses 1 through 2, it says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?" That's me kind of kicking myself, saying, hey, you don't need to act this way. Behave yourself. You got a testimony to keep up. Galatians 5:16 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." And I battle that, and I do my best to walk in the Spirit. But it is very difficult to do that if you don't read the Bible and you don't listen to God's Word when you get the opportunity. It needs to be consistent, so that you can hide His Word in your heart, so you don't sin against Him. Romans 7:18 says, "For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not." As long as I have been around, I pretty much know what I need to be doing. It's just getting it done. And in Isaiah 64:6, it says, "But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away." But now to the better side, I've got a few verses basically coming out of Proverbs 10, and one that comes out of Proverbs 8. But in Proverbs 10:11, it says, "The mouth of the righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked." Today it seems so obvious now, out in the world, it is, you are either in the light or you are in the darkness, but it is glaringly obvious to everybody. I think about all the riots and things that I have seen, and it's just wicked. You know, Minneapolis being burned down and Portland having issues, you know, back in the big riots here a couple of years ago. But violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. You can't even hear what they're saying because of the violence that is happening. In Proverbs 10:16, it says, "The labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin." I see a lot of sin, but I also see a lot of righteousness that tendeth to life, that comes from our church, and it comes from other people in public life. You hear about them, you know, like, now I'm going to forget her name, Carol Thompson. She takes care of the ladies that come in, the young ladies that have unplanned pregnancies. And she tends to life. And she has a gift for that and has been doing it for many years. But the wicked, I think, are tilting them the other direction, more towards death. It's a touchy subject in our world, but life is where we need to be. Eternity is where we need to be with Jesus Christ. "The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth." That's Proverbs 10:30. Let's see. You know, Brian was talking about this morning in our main service about the people that were being treated as slaves instead of brethren brothers of the Israelites, and now I lost my thought. I apologize. The righteous shall never be removed. Because you will not be removed, and you stand strong in the faith that you have by reading God's word, the wicked can do all kinds of things to you, but as long as you have your trust in Jesus Christ, your trust in the Lord of the universe, you can't be moved. Your physical life may end, but you will return. And we have eternity with Christ. Proverbs 10:32 says, "The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness." And frowardness is cursing. The definition says perverseness, reluctance to yield or comply, disobedience, peevishness. And God hates the froward mouth. It says in Proverbs 8:13, it says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate." We need to avoid that. When I was a younger man, I would definitely classify myself as someone who had a froward mouth. And it has taken me, ever since I started following Jesus, really, to get to where that does not come out of my mouth. And occasionally, somebody will say, "I would be really mad at work if somebody did that to me," and I'd start cursing or cussing or whatever. And I get the opportunity to tell them, I said, "Well, God took that from me, so I don't have that issue, at least in this instance." So hopefully I don't. But righteousness and wickedness is Jesus Christ and Satan. Jesus is righteousness, and Satan is wicked. He is a liar and the father of it. And that is what is bringing everybody down. Everybody down that does not know Jesus. So our job in this world is to shine our lights brightly and to tell everyone we can to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And Brian was talking about this morning in Sunday school, in the Adult Bible Fellowship, to hold the word forth. Get that sword and hold it out. People need to know you've got it, because it is a wicked and perverse world we live in, and they need to see what the standard is. And we get to be those standard bearers since we're following Christ. So, that being said, that is what I have for tonight. I thank you for listening, and that's all I got. Amen.